football first, and while many countries in Europe played their first qualifying games for the next World Cup on Saturday, the Czech Republic's campaign doesn't begin until Wednesday, when they take on Northern Ireland. Ahead of that match, new manager Petr Rada has injury worries to contend with. Striker Václav Svěrkoš has been ruled out with a hamstring problem, while stand-in captain Tomáš Ujfalusi, also with a dodgy hamstring, is a doubt. The good news, though, is that left-back Marek Jankulovský took part in full training for the first time on Sunday. Jankulovský says he's certain he'll be fit for the big game in Belfast.
I think I've benefited from a few days of taking it easy. I had a muscular injury, what you could call a muscle cramp, so I had to wait till it eased off a bit. Now I feel good and I'm fully sure I'll be able to play on Wednesday.
Petr Rada's predecessor, Karel Brückner, got off to a flying start as manager of Austria, as they began their quest to reach the World Cup with a 3-1 victory over France on Saturday. Brückner refused to speak to Czech reporters after the game, but nonetheless the back pages in his home country are full of stories about the veteran coach becoming an instant hero in Austria. Moving on now to the Paralympics in Beijing, where the Czech team has taken its first medals. On Sunday, Eva Katsanu, who's in a wheelchair, came first in the F54-56 classification women's shot put, with a record-breaking throw of 6.73 metres. The Czech Republic's second medal, another gold, went on Monday to cyclist Jiří Ježek in the men's individual pursuit, LC2. And here's the first of those two champions, Eva Katsanu.
I just want to cry. I am extremely happy. I had health problems this year, but everything turned out well. I wanted to break the world record, which I did with my last throw. That means the most to me. I am simply happy.
Finally, ice hockey, and Czech fans can look forward to an unusually star-studded Extraliga when the Elite League's new season gets underway on Tuesday. In fact, 12 of the team who became legends with gold at the 1998 Winter Olympics are now playing with Extraliga clubs, among them Martin Straka at Plzeň and David Vyborný and Martin Rucinski at Sparta Prague. Sparta, who've invested most heavily during the summer, are the bookies' favourites to win the league. Meanwhile, fans of Slavia Prague and Česká Budějovice can look forward to seeing their teams in the Champions Hockey League, a new and potentially very lucrative European club competition. That's all the sport for today.